Soita Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah before learned out one of the dinim that has to be dafka b'loshen HaKodesh in the brochas and the klolos that were said when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah is going to be mefaret what happened over there. Psukim Pashas Kisove Ketzad Kivin Shavu Yisrael Sayarden Ubo Al Har Grizim Vel Har Evel Sheba Shemroin Sheba Tzad Shchem Sheba Eitzel Eloine Moira. Fascinating, by the way, that the first place you look in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, first place where Avram struck down roots when he came to Eretz Canaan, was over there in that part of Eretz Yisrael, Eitzel Eloine Meire, that's which is Avram became affiliated with that part of Eretz Yisrael, and it's Bitzad Shechem, before he traveled southward. That very first place became the place later on where Klal Yisrael was going to make the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would last for all time. That if we do the mitzvahs, matoiv manoim, if we don't, then we're driven out of Eretz Yisrael. The brochas and the clothes of our grizim and our evil. Shenema aloheima ve'eva yardin, these two places, these two mountains are in Eva yardin. L'hal no'emer, v'yava avron boretz ad mekoim shchem ad eloin moira, the pasuk that we just said, which is the very first place that Avram, ma eloin moira ha'oma l'hal on shchem. Elon Meir is hard to identify. Shechem, we know where it is. Af Elon Meir ha'omekan Shechem. So those are the two mountains. Actually, the Gemara over here has an interesting discussion. It's fascinating, by the way, that the Mishnah is Meirich on something that was a one-time event. Because it's not halacha l'dayros, what happened over there. It was one time when Klai Yisrael came in, and there's a day in the Braisa, on Daf Lamed Gimel, how to read the Psukim, because the Pasuk sounds like the Mizbeach and Har Evel was established on the very day that Klal Yisrael went over the Yarden. So it has to be that it's within walking distance in one day. There's a machlokes in the braisis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds that Hagrizim and Arevel were on the west side. There's the east bank and the west bank. Chmon al-Tzan, today they use the term the west bank. West Bank as if it's Shaykh to something else. It's purely Eretz Yisrael. Even the East Bank is Shaykh to Klal Yisrael, but it was only Shaykh to Klal Yisrael because of the Chalokim of Eva HaYarden. The West Bank, that's as much part of Eretz Yisrael as Yerushalayim HaKadosh. But the Western Bank of Nahar Yarden, it has to be within walking distance over there. That's where Rabbi Elazar holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a distance of Shishimil, with another Shishimil, it's much further inland. What we call Shechem today is not right by the Yarden, it's further inland. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk that seems to say they made the Mizbeach by Har Evel on the day that they came to Eretz Yisrael? You have to say that it was B'derech Nes. The real Har Grizim and Har Evel is what we know today as Har Grizim, by the way, which is where the Kutim had their temple. Ah, that's in Mayim Hazeh. There's still a small sect over there. It's Mamish the Arabs. They call them Shamronim. Miloshen Shomron, Miloshen Kutim. Those were the ones who settled in the Shomron, in that area in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Ephraim, after the Aseres HaShvatim were driven out in the days of Sancheriv. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar both agree that the event of the Klolos and Brachas took place the day Klai Yisrael came in. The Shaila is only, was it the place that we call Hagrizman Evel, they walked with Derech Nes, or it was near the banks of the Nahar Yarden. There's even a day, the Yerushalmi brings a day, that they took a mound of earth, and they built a mountain literally on that side, on after they crossed the Yarden, and that they called Hagrizman Evel. Son. There's also a day in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar both talking about when Klal Yisrael came over with Yeshua ben Nun. But there's a day in the Braisa from another Tana, Tosis brings on Daf Lamed Gimel, that according to the Shita of the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, all the mitzvahs that are tluyas ba'aretz, chala, truma, bikurim, and so on, were not chal with Kedusha Sa'aretz as soon as Klal Yisrael came in. Haloi, when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, the land wasn't yet taken over by Klal Yisrael. When did it become settled by Klal Yisrael by Kedusha Sa'aretz? 14 years after they crossed the Yarden. 7 years of Kibush, 7 years of Chalukah. After those 14 years, that's when the Torah defines, which the Torah uses that sprach over and over again, V'hoi kiviyachu Hashem lekecha la'aretz. So over here also the Torah says, V'hoi kiviyachu Hashem lekecha la'aretz. It means that the parasha of Hagrizman and Arevel wasn't right away. It was 14 years later. So this whole discussion about was it on the day they crossed the Yarden or not is not relevant. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar hold, that the parsha of Vahoya, Kiviyach Hashem L'kech al-Aretz, it's not mitzvah at Luis Baritz. The Torah is just telling you geographically, historically, when Klal Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael, this was the beginning of their settling. So it was then before the 14 years. It has nothing to do with the regular Klal of Vahoya Kiviyach being after Kivush and Chalukah. Let's go weiter. What happened? Lamaisa Shisha Shvatim Ol L'Roish HaGrizim V'Shisha Shvatim Ol L'Roish HaEvel. 6 and 6. Who are the 6 and 6? The ones that went about HaGrizim state in the Pasuk is Shimon Levi Yehudi Yisachar Yosef Binyamin. Who went up on Har Evel? Ruven, God, Osher, Zvulun, Don, Naphtali. Of course, this means that one of the 12 Shvatim is Shevet Levi, and this is very difficult because the very next line is V'HaKoyanim V'Levim V'Oronim V'Lamata Bem. So who's Shevet Levi if not the Koyanim V'Levim? So the Gemara has the kasha. Either you could say that there were representatives of the Koyanim Levim, the Ziknei Kohuna Levio, Omdu Lamata, but Be'etzim V'Shar Shevet Levi stood on top of Har Grizim. The Gemara says maybe also that all the Levim that were Roy to carry the Orin, where they were between the ages of 30 and 50, they stood Lamata. And the rest of Shevet Levi stood above. Vinishvi, over here we're counting 12 Shvatim, including Shevet Levi, which is not always the case when we talk about 12 Shvatim. And obviously, Ephraim and Menashe are counted as one Shevet. We call the one Shevet Yosef. HaKoyanim, Makifin is Oren, Valavim is HaKoyanim. The Kohanim surround the Oren, the Levim surround an outer circle around the Kohanim. This is also the way it is, Alpi Kabbalah, that the Hanhoga HaPnimi of the Beis HaMikdosh is the Kehanim. It's also Halacha, that the Azorah is the place where it's the place, the Mokom HaAvodah. It's called the Machne Shechina, which is consistent with Kehanim. Outside, what's known as the Ezus Noshim is the Machne Levia. The Chol Yisrael Mikana Mikana on the two mountains on either side, Shenemel Chol Yisrael, Skenev, Vishoytev, Vishoytev, Oimdi Mizel, Mizel, La'orim. They surround the Orim, but they stand on the two mountains. Hofchu Pneim Klape HaGrizim, the Zikne Levim down at the bottom, turned towards HaGrizim, Uposchu Bibrocha, Borucho Isha Shaleas, Epeslo Maseko. That's one example of the Brochois, that there's a Brocha on somebody who refuses to make any type of image for Hashem, which is one of the Averis Chamuros, right after Maimon Hasina, that's the very first Tzivui. You look in the Pasuk and then the Pashas Yisroi. Ve'elu ve'elu oinin omein. Hofru pneim klapi harevol, poschu beklolo. Oro isha sheyase peslo masecho, elu ve'elu oinin omein. Now over here it's very stark that the two, the Oro and the Baruch, are really the same inyan. Borucho isha shelo yase peslo masecho, Oro isha sheyase peslo masecho. It sounds like the same inyan. The other ones, going further down the list of the brochas and klolos, are not as clear. The one who explores very much how these 12 brachas and klolos are connected each other, and they also connected the shvatim. Each shevet had one inyan that was shaykh to him, bim yuchad. The one who talks about that parichas is Reb Tzadik HaKohen. And lemaisa, they went down the list, ad shegoymin brachas uklolos. It's all of the impassions kisove. V'achachach hiviu es ho'avonim, ubonu es ha'mizbech v'sadu besid. They brought stones. They built the Mizbeach, they covered it over. That's a way of shtelling avek bekvius, the Mizbeach. When you kevei it, it's not just rocks, but it's turned into a structure. What they do with this Mizbeach, the kosvo alav is called divrei hatoru b'shivim loshen shenema ba'er heitev. We read the pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, where Mishneh Torah is described by heitev, that they wrote kol hatoru kulo. I'm sorry, the pasuk of ba'er heitev is in Parshas Kisavo, in this din. The pasuk that we said in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, where there's a bechina of Torah Shebal Peh in the saying of Moshe Rabbeinu, says Hoyel Moshe Ba'er Satera Azois. Doesn't say Ba'er Hetiv. Ba'er Hetiv Chazal learn out means not well. It means in all oifanim, b'shivim loshen, v'notlo suavonim ubo v'lonu bimkoimam. What this means is that after they brought Kabbonis on his mizbeach, they were sois in the Mizbech, they took the Avonim from Har Evel, they took it to the place where the Mishkan temporarily was, which was in Gilgal. Gilgal was a place where the Mishkan was set up, mamish, in a temporary place. It was a Mokum Arai. Then it went to Shiloh, which Shiloh was not the final resting place of the Machne Shechina, but it was a semi-permanent place. And that's why the Torah refers to it, Kilei Bosol Anachla Vela Menucha. It's a certain level of Menucha. It wasn't there temporarily. There were other locations after Shiloh where it was temporary. The Nafkamina is if the Mishkan, the Oren, is in a temporary place, then the Mizbech doesn't have a Kerch to be the sole Mizbech, and then there's a din of making Bomois in other places. If the Mishkan is now Avegishtalt in one place, and that becomes the central location, all Karbanos have to be brought there under the penalty of Shechutei Chutz. That's the din of Isser Bomois when there's a Beis HaMikdash or when the Mishkan is in Shiloh. So over here it says that they went to Gilgal. You'll notice, of course, where they before Lag Ba'omer. And Lag, Gimel Lamed, Gilgal is the same idea. The connection that's brought in the Svarim between the two. Again, the Mishnah just tells us that they wrote Kol Divrei HaTorah HaZois. What's that? The Pasuk in Yeshua says it's Mishnei Torah HaMoshe. Others tell that it was Chamishei Chumshei Torah, as it states in Rabban al HaTorah. So, obviously to write Kol HaTorah Kula on 12 rocks is a supernatural feat. It was Bederech Nas, as it states in Mephoshim. Or, alternatively, they wrote down a listing of the Tayag Mitzvahs, B'Ktzara Mamish. That takes a lot less room. The other is Taina, that it's only Shaykh to Mishneh Teres Moshe, which is only refers to Sefer Dvarim. So maybe they only wrote the Brachos HaKlolos and Sefer Dvarim. Or maybe they even wrote the whole Sefer Dvarim. This is all the Mitzvah. This says one Pshat, Rabbal says a third Pshat, Rabban says a fourth Pshat, Rabbeinu Bechai weighs in. So these are all Shittas, and what does it mean? As Divrei HaTorah HaZois. Birchas Kehanim Ketzad, Mishneh Vov. Bamedina Oimrim Oiso Shlolosh Brachos. Birchas Kehanim has to be said, Dafka with the Nusach, the way it's written in the Mishnah, which is the Nusach HaTorah. Bamedina, in Chutz Laretz, they say three Brachos. That means they say the way we say Birchas Kehanim, Yivarecho Hashem V'yishmerecho. And then we say Amen. It's one Bracha. Yo Hashem Pano V'elecho V'kunecho. Two. Yisra Hashem Pano V'elecho V'yosem L'cho Shalom. It's three. Bamigdash Brocha Echa, they said one straight. They weren't mafsik between each one. There's no such thing as answering Omen in the Beis HaMikdash after Brocha. This is a very profound concept. Omen is a nusach of Emunah. That means when we answer Omen, we're maminim that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is by the Priyoetz. We're affirming that we believe it, we live with it, and we know it. However, the question is, do we see it? In a world of Teva, we don't see Bayre Priyoetz. We know it, we understand it, we don't have visual evidence. The Beis HaMikdash was a place that was Lamala Mederech HaTeva. Therefore, the Gemara says that the proper answer to a bracha is Baruch Shem Kved Malchus L'Avod, which means it's Nizgala Lefnei Einenu. The same way on Yom Kippur, even a regular boss of Adam answers by Shema, his Kabbal Samar Shemayim of Baruch Shem is not quietly, it's loud because it's a Metzius Mukhoshes. It's a mitzvah that we could feel. Bamigdash Omer Hashem Kichsova. They said the Shem Amafoyrosh. Bamedino Bekinuyov. They said the Shem Admos. Bamedino Kehanim Noisim Siedem Keneged Kisveim. The Kehanim pick up their hands, then they're opposite their shoulders, their outstretched hands to give the bracha to Klal Yisrael. Ubamigdash Al Gabi Roshem. They picked up their hands all the way. Birchas Kehanim without Nesias Kapayim. It's called Nesias Kapayim, but not Yoytze. The Brocha itself without Nesias Kapayim, the Kohen is Mevatel Mitzaseh. He's not Mekayim the Din. So, Bamedina, they didn't pick up their hands all the way. Perhaps we could say is that the extent of where a person is living in the world of Gashmias is his shoulders. His head is already a Dover Ruchni. It's already the Ikir of his Makshava. So he doesn't pick up his hands, which are the Klei Maisa, all the way. But by Mikdosh, the world of Maisa and the world of Ness joined together as one. So Meli picks up his hands above his head. Chutz mi Kohen Gadol she'ena magbias yodav l'mal min atzitz. The Kohen Gadol can't pick up his hands above his head because he has the tzitz on him. It's a clear case of shalei b'derecheretz. By the way, this that we mentioned, b'amigdosh, the shem kichsovoy u'vamdina b'kinuyov, so the Gemara has narichus dvarim, with the Pasuk of Pasha Shmoy says the Rebbeinu Shem reveals to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeshmi Loilam the Shem Havaya, Zezichi Dor Lidor Dor. Havaya means Zeshmi Loilam, that's my name, that's how it should be mentioned. Zezichi, there's a mention to the Rebbeinu Shem's name, kiviyachol b'chol davador. A mention means a name that's meramizad, but it's not that same name. That's shem atnas. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm afkoy and godol ma'bi yodov l'mal menatzit. Shenem v'yisar mes yodov alom v'yvarachem. This is by the Chanukas Hamishkon. And the pasuk says that Aaron HaKohen gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael. It was a bracha of Birchas Kohanim. And it says, Vayisa Aaron es Yodov, the understanding is that it means Lamala Miroshe. So merely the fact that the tzitz was there is not knocking him from picking up his hands. That's the halacha.